You were just saying, told us not to to destroy things, but also to have love for each other. These are the things I heard from my parents. My father did not speak to me a lot, but he would, but my mother spoke to me a lot. But my father, as I understand now, did not have love for me. He would only coo to me, but my mother, through her big love for me, told me the right way and the wrong way to live. He scolded me. But now I realize now as an old lady that she loved me. And now I want to thank you. When two people love each other, they do not experience bad things. When they live a good life, they find happiness. And now that we have heard the word of God, although the older people of long ago, although had not heard about the word of God, they also told us of the right way to live. Although they did not know about prayers, the people who lived long ago lived well with. And now you have, through your sayings this morning, you have related to me again what I have heard. But now, there is much recklessness in this world, and it has been destined as such, we know that. Things, violent forces have been predicted and now they are happening. It is true that these are the last days that we are experiencing, but although these things are happening, every person has his thoughts. He is headstrong and he's following the narrow way of life. Through the way that has been made easy for us. There are two ways to live. Both paths of life have people following them. We have to turn our back on one. I do not like to suffer. And I have lived a long life, but I do not like to suffer. And I do not look forward to an eternal life of suffering. I thought I was not going to say something before you, but the things that you were saying were pounding in my mind, so therefore I have gotten up and stood before you because what you said this morning really hits my heart and it has made my soul light. And it gladdens me to hear you speak of the people who have long since passed. My name is Rachel Sakeyap. The health board. When I introduced the health board this morning, I did not mention the fact that these papers which tell of how the board was formed and what their job is, and also the paper includes the codes and ordinances that we have been working on. for the North Slope area. When you have questions, yeah. I got this rock from this plant from the area above Barrow, and I tried it. I did not find a good specimen, but this was growing in an isolated area beyond Barrow, above Barrow. I wanted you to see this, and I wanted the young people to see this as well, so that they can learn what it is. This is a manuk. It's a tusk type. And this other one are called Uguayat. Oh, we call these Uguayat, and they are found in the area around Wainwright. This is moss which was used for diapers. The women would also use them during their menstruation. They would gather these in large quantities and use. Then they would make diaper holders out of seal or caribou. Then they would put the moss in the diaper holder, and they use the moss all night long and change it in the morning. I have also heard that the women also use them during their menstruation. These are called akutukpuk pig leaves. We call them akutukpuk in Wainwright. These plants are usually put in seal oil, and we still put them in seal oil before the leaves become hard. I went up to, I walked beyond Barrow, above Barrow, to look for these and before the meeting began, and got them. And I also searched for the things that they used for creating smoke. Puyokhluk means creating big smoke. Those things are usually found between polygons. But after they have left the house for quite some time, they would gather these. And during the fall, before they entered the house again, the old people would use the pilakotat to smoke out a house. After a house has been vacated all summer long during this fall, the house during that time would be infested with insects and worms. Then they would place these inside the house, opening the entranceway, and also the window on top of the sod house. They would place these in there, set the leaves on fire, and create a great deal of smoke within the sod house, and then when the insects, all the insects and the worms would fall to the floor because of the smoke would cause them to emerge from the sod, and they would sweep them out of the house. And this information I got from Utroyuk. This is what she taught me and told me. I did not bring the leaves that were used to create the smoke within the sod house. My name is Waldo Potfish. Those who would like to comment about on the uses of the plants of the land can come up and do so. You may remember some things. My name is Roxy Varanat. Concerning the diapers that were used long ago, you have made me remember to what my grandmother used to say. What they call this moss Oroyak. The infants use them as diapers, and this is what I used to hear from my mother. She said I used these as diapers as a young, as a baby. She used to tell me, because my parents did not stay in one place, but they were nomadic, and I was born in Pernik, and then before many days passed after I was born, they left, and they did not have prepared cloth diapers, but along the lakes, the bay, there are the wet plants. I don't know what they're called, but they're called amakudit, but they call them minyuks, and according to her talkings, she made a diaper holder out of seal, and inside the diaper holder, she would place the moss, and this is what I used as a child. And this type of diaper was used en route to our camping place. And I say this because they say I used this type of diaper. I wanted to relate this information that I had obtained. My name is Louise Okakuk. I also use this type of diaper with my oldest child. And when we used to go trapping, we used this type of diaper for our babies. I could long ago they didn't have cloth diapers, but these could be used all day long while you're traveling without changing them, because I know how practical they are and how good they are when using with babies, because I used them myself with my oldest baby. Okay.
I have also used these, and we used a seal on top and then put moss in between the, so that they could be used as diapers. And we just cover it with the seal skin. And they are telling us. My name is Nanny Woods. I left my medicine that I had gotten from an Ahtuluk, and the green leaves that I collected in an Ahtuluk, and you put them in hot water, and then you put them on where it's hurting, and or you can be chewing them, they're edible medication. And when they started talking about this, and diapers, learning about diapers, I forgot them. But I don't remember using moss at all. I probably used Pampers. Huggies maybe. But I went down so that I could talk about that medicine that I used when sprained, with a sprained ankle or sprained back. Are they talking about medicine, herbs, medicine or herbs? I know of some. Tuk-tuk, caribou, kasagot. They clean the wound or bacteria infection, and then they cover it and let it stay overnight. The person who has had cuts, and they use the kasagot to heal the wound. Also, the walrus skin I use for medicine, herbs on wounds that won't heal. What they do is cover it on the wound, and I am talking about it. My name is Jordan Rock.
I don't know what it is.
I just came. This is my first time, and I'm just participating, and now I'm coming down in front of you. I have heard of these medicinal herbs, and I know a little bit of them. I always answer back to people what we know about, and we have talked about them. When we were growing up, we have learned of them. I had already knew of these things, and you have talked of them. So I cannot talk of these over and over. But I have something with me that I would like to show you. I didn't go up inland because I was afraid of brown bears approaching me, so I haven't really picked some plants. I'm really holding on to these herbs. They must be a little bit damaged. The leaves are, they used to be long, but they're getting dry, and so they have broken up into little pieces. These are from Kotzebue area that were sent to me when there were some in Kotzebue, but I didn't get a chance to pick them out. But you do see them in the front yards, and they're from Kotzebue area. Sagrirot. It's a medicinal herb. They cover them in the cloth, and then wherever there's pain, then they use it in that area. as a medicinal herb. They always tell me to gather some whenever I'm in Kotzebue area, and they gather them, and now I try them. My backache, it hurts, so I tried them one time, covered it with cloth and laid down, and pretty soon my back pain was gone. When you're hurting something, you know it's noticeable. And when it was, when I used that herb, my pain quit hurting. I did it when they were wet.
With entrance in the middle. The long entrance.
You're supposed to pick them up when they're dry. I have some more.
It is very hot. Maybe you do, but no dry.
Older people, older women always have lots of things around them. I am already an older woman.
Is that hot?
I have three bags in this. I got this from Point Hope, and it's still kind of damp, and it's called Ivisak. It's like mud, and when you put it on the wound, it is a healing ointment. They use it as an ointment wherever there's a pain.
And also since this is
even men,
and we can't do anything about that.
Oh, they can use it as a dye, and it's like mud, and they can use it on making dyes for sleds or other items. And then there's a rock. She's gathering a rock. She used that as a scraper for a skin scraper, and that type of rock is a skin scraper, and it can scrape the skin. You can try it. And you put a little bit of Ajax, and then scrape it off. Boy, it does work. A skin scraper from Point Hope that I got. The woman used this a long time ago for cleaning purposes. I don't have much to say on any other subject but what I have gathered. My medicine, she talked a little bit about it a little earlier. I looked all over for them.
And
I got a little bit from Ottoman, and I brought those over already. And I chew them. It's like a chewing tobacco, especially when there's heartburn or indigestion. You chew them. And then ever since I've started chewing them, boy, I've changed. I don't have heartburns anymore. And when I think of Akpakut, they can be also used as medicinal herbs.
So what the sun hit it, not directly, but sideways.
You swallow the juice of the plant. Sometimes you can eat the whole plant. And if you use them in ointment in Sila, it's good too. That's all I have to say. Nadi Botfish speaking.
There's no wood in that. Just hung the piece of terrible skin over the doorway. It is no drafty.
Here, my name is Isis Lovelock. I have gathered some things from Nirkset.
When we had our house, our house was smaller than this.
They call them Nunangyet. Nunangyet.
And when I became 13 years old, they made a new house, a much larger one.
If we don't, we know them, but our younger people might not know them, so they can use them in books. They can find them in books. They're from the willow.
The
bark.
They're
willow barks.
And
I just gathered these because I couldn't walk a long distance.
And on the
Nunangyet, they're called Nunangyet, from the willow bark.
And behind the house, there was a little room.
It's trying to come. I'm enjoying.
When they use a lot of terms that are old, then we just say the term in English. My name is Roseanne Nirvana. Well, I like to say something, especially when I know of these things. When we finally went in Tikkun Mirayak was a person who had a wound that wouldn't heal. Well, I told him, well, in the spring, let's go in and take a walk and let it heal. So we would go and walk and wade in the water. He would, it would start healing slowly. It was a big wound on the leg. He would scrape it off if it healed. It's finally clearing up, he told me. Boy, it was real shiny when he came and took his boots off. Now I will work on you, and he said yes. So I used beluga oil, and I cleaned his wound with it. And boy, he said, boy, it's really burning. Boy, his leg's really burning. Oh, it feels like bugs. So I used beluga oil. Boy, it's really itchy. And thus, I covered it with cloth. And finally, there was nothing, it was healed. This is what I used. And when they talk about moss or grass, I used ivik, they're called grass. Takalak had gathered some 2 years, her ribs had been hurting when we were hunting. And so I covered these up and dried them out. Anavak told me a little bit, if you put it on the where the pain is, it's like a healing ointment. It feels a little hot. So Emily Engelruk has borrowed them now. We have taken some home already. And if a person wants to see this type of a plant, we've got some in our house, by the side of the house.
We brought along blankets.
They're already growing.
Finally,
they eat them, they boil them, they drink the juice, or they even eat the whole edible plant. We've used those for 2 years, and you can use them when there's a cut on the wound and they don't cause infection. That's all I have to say.
to prevent that, they put blue bottle covers for it. And
oh, they planted some in Wainwright on a little knoll.
So, like the first house.
My name is Mayor Karak, and I would like to say something. When they talk about these matters, Sergeant Gerlach, I also got some from the Kasabi area, the Point Hope area. And so when I went home, I started working on them. And a lady, Eva, she was having a hard time walking. Eva Taruk, she's a young lady. There's something wrong with her legs, her feet. So I worked on her. Used two straps of cloth and then filled them up with sargeq, the weed.
People from Wainwright used to go up to Midway quite often. And while we were spending the winter there,
she didn't know that I was working on this. And then I took them over and told her to put them on her legs.
But a girl, so we were living there.
And so her living maid told her to do that. And so she used them. Several days passed, and she was very thankful.
Well,
her legs weren't hurting anymore.
Quite a bit living there, but it's not like it nowadays.
They would hurt her, and now they're healing.
Some of you have seen the house.
So she would be sleeping peacefully.
It was cold.
And then when her feet stopped hurting, then it was her hip bones.
Try to keep the house up very hot.
Bone, the backbone, lower backbone.
Yes, and it freezes over, overnight.
So she started using them for that area.
I would be cold, there'd be no heat, and you'd have to melt the water for you.
I would like to say something concerning what the women have said. We really believe in the power of as medicine. You can fill a plastic bag. I filled a plastic bag full of all these herbs and then planted them around my house. And then I brought some here as well. Mary Lou is using them right now as medication. They are powerful, and I have used them myself. When I had developed a sore throat, I filled a small can, and after mixing them for a while, I let the contents boil, and after boiling them, I drank the water, and then you can also eat the leaves and drink the juice of the leaves from the leaves. And there are no ill effects from drinking and eating the leaves of these plants. I drank the contents because I had a cold and also I had a sore throat. When I woke up, I had no longer a sore throat or a cold. These plants are really powerful as medicinal herbs. And there was one man who had cancer. They took him to a doctor. And the doctor worked on the man for several days, but then they sent him home saying that he would not live. And then when he came home, they worked on him using these herbs and covered him all with the herbs. As he laid, they placed all of these herbs on him and let him lay there with the herbs on top of him.
Because the willows up there toward Canada are tall.
With the leaves on top of him.
And before it cools up
for quite some time. But I don't remember how long he used the herbs.
And then after it covered with it,
he became very covered using these herbs. He was no longer, did not have the cancer anymore. And after he had been living for a while, the doctors inquired about the man and asked what happened to him, the fellow who had cancer, and they answered him, the doctors, that man is hunting, he's chopping wood, he's traveling around.
He was
cured by the herbs. Although he said he had had cancer, he is still living and hunting. And I wonder what those doctors thought when they realized that the man was still living. They had said he died due to cancer. When you go to Kotzebue, you should pick up these herbs, medicinal herbs. They're all over the place, and they grow around the houses. And I usually pick these when I go there, and I use them in Wainwright, and others use them as well. I use them myself. The dyes that they have shown to us are also very good, and I can also, I had some given to me by Susuku from Kotzebue. He gave me a bag full of maniok. When I'm carving, and when the walrus that I'm carving is too white, then I brought some of this dye into a small coffee can, and then when I dip the ivory in our quickly, and then put it on top of the stove to dry, then it picks up the appearance of the walrus, which is brown. This dye is very powerful. It can also dye caribou skins. And then when the white men buy the ivory, regardless of the color, they stop using the dye because they buy the ivory carvings anyway, even if they're white. These medicines are good and they're powerful. We still have some. If there's anyone here who would like to try these herbs, you can rub them on yourself, or you can chew them. The medicines that we've got from the Kotzebue area.
This is the true support against the flame. As the power of the against the willow flame.
Yesterday when Pusik told me, I picked some things that I wanted to show to you. I forgot them as I came here this morning, but then I remembered and quickly went back and got them because I wanted to show them to you. They grow all over the land here. They're called Kumuluk. They're broccolis. Now people used them as food. Before the white men came, the people used them as a source of food. They are very good. You can also place them in seal oil, you can boil them, or you can even make them into Kool-Aid. But nowadays, now you can also boil them. My children make them into Kool-Aid and add sugar to the juice. Okay. From the time I picked them, these are called mulets, and they were good when I picked them. They grow in abundance around here, but people no longer pay attention to them. The young people do not. These were the food eaten by the people long ago, but the young people no longer pay attention to them now. They are forgotten. They were our main source of, they were one of our main sources of food then. They grow in abundance at Hollywood down the coast. There's plenty of them down there. But they, along the coast here, they don't survive very long, but they do grow. They are quite large.
about your halo service.
I have to face this way. They're pointing to the TV. When they talked about Saudi Arabia, I'm from Atkasuk, and there's a whole bunch of Saudi Arabia, and they're close by from Atkasuk. When some of my women folk like to use Saudi Arabia, and one lady eats them ever since her years. You don't have to gather them from afar. You get them close by. They're close to the land, and we use them for medicinal herbs. I have tried these sagiagaroids, especially when I have had sore throat, and I boil them, and then I use them 2 days, 2 teaspoons a day. And then from the leaves of the sariq, I eat them. And I don't have any pain after I have taken them. We've already started using them as medicines in Atkasuk. They used to use them a long time ago in their Kilalukak, Beluga. Whenever people have colds in the Bell area, they use beluga oil, and they also use them in Atkasuk. And then the soaps, the black soaps, for people who have styes, they add a little bit of water and make it, they call them black soaps, and they put them on the womb, and I also use them when I had infection on the arm, and it went outward. On my nephew, the doctors know about this. He had an infection on the face. They let it boil. I made a black soap out of it and covered it and put a little bit of sugar in it so that it became smooth and satiny. These were the soaps that we used a long time ago. They're square. We used to them a long time ago. I still have them presently. And I use them as ointments nowadays. And so my boy had this infection and put it on his wound, and during overnight it popped. And so the mother took the baby to the hospital, and they started cleaning the wound. They've also used beluga oil presently, and now a long time ago, and also walrus oil. My grandmother used that, and they use it as healing ointments. The oil of the walrus, you can drink them. Walrus oil. You let them turn black and then swallow them. Then there's also a thing called ukhruk. From the seal.
And the types of
kerosene with seal oil. They split them in half, and part seal and part kerosene. Those were used as also medicine for wounds. I didn't know how they did this, so next time when I come back, I'll be sure and bring some. But the Sahih work I already know about. And the one that they talked about, cancer, I have heard of him. And they use that Sahih work for cancer. There's a whole, there's an abundance of Sahih work in Atkasuk, whoever wants to pick some. You can, they're edible. Because when they're good, and also the Khumulix, we cook them, especially when we were young girls, we used to gather Khumulix. And we also use them as fruit and also make them into juice. These are the things that I know about because so I've started talking about them. My name is Banigiyak from Atkasuk Phoebe Kiti. I would like to tell you something.
Why did you place the covering,
my story is what I have known, especially on my daughter, Marie Suvlu. The doctors told me that she wouldn't live long. I didn't have anything. I didn't have any hope. And then I heard of people who did.